talked to you yesterday about Bernie Sanders saying yes. The idea of the government taking over the energy sector in America was something that he was clearly in favor of. And why wouldn't he be? It works so swimmingly well in Venezuela, right? My next guest, Charles Henrich, Director of Policy and Advocacy for Citizens for Responsible Energy Solutions. Charles, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Steve. It's great to be with you.
Good to have you here. It's a $16 trillion Green New Deal plan, climate plan from Bernie Sanders. Of course, it includes a guaranteed job for everybody and guaranteed paychecks for everybody, all sorts of things that have nothing to do with the environment. But one of the things that we've heard, and we've heard yesterday even louder, we did on this program, Bernie's openness to taking over the entire energy sector, taking control of the oil companies, the fossil fuel companies, while laughing at college kids about whether or not he should cut back on his carbon footprint, said, "I'm not walking to California. Talk about a hypocrite." But anyhow, jump in wherever you want to start here. Bernie's plan, to me,
sure,
is onerous, to say the least.
It's not subtle at all, and it's talking about an unprecedented change in the U.S. economy and in the U.S. energy sector. Historically, and for all of my life, I've turned on the lights every morning. They come on without real interruption, and that's because of the private sector and state-level regulation. And historically, that's served us totally fine. What Bernie's talking about is an unprecedented federal takeover of the energy sector. And if you make the analogy to the airline sector, he's basically saying that from here on out, all of the energy is going to be renewable. It's going to be done Bernie's way, which you could imagine if in the airline sector, the federal government said, from here on out, we're buying all of the new airplanes and you have to fly around on whatever we provide you. We would certainly end up with Cuba Airlines, and that's not a safe, it's not an appropriate way to go forward.
Right. Planes in Russia notoriously crash because they're not well maintained. Russian airline disasters are fairly frequent, actually, if you look at it. So I agree with that. But what would be the possible underlying idea for the government to take over the energy sector? We'll focus on fossil fuels. I mean, the big oil companies make less than 5 cents a gallon on gasoline. It's government, those pigs at the trough that get fat off the taxes on gasoline. So I don't think fossil fuels are going anywhere because of the tremendous amount of money it pumps into all the government coffers. What do you think?
I think that you need, if you're serious about climate change, and we need to be serious about the role of fossil fuels, and if you're serious about protecting American livelihoods and growing our economy, you need to have a serious and clear-eyed view of fossil fuels. If you think about the problems that we're currently having in the Middle East with Iran, they're up to no good again, and they've been up to no good for decades. But if we reverse to the late 70s, early 80s, with the turmoil that's happening in the Middle East, there would be gas lines around the block, and prices would be through the roof, and it would be pushing us fast into a recession. That's not the case right now, but it's because of U.S. investment in the oil and gas sector, U.S. investment in natural gas. We're able to export. We're an exporter. Last year, our exports grew 135% over the year before, and those are real dollars for Americans, and it's improving livelihoods, keeping costs low, and making it so that what's happening in terms of global turmoil is not affecting us here at home in a way that's really unprecedented. That's energy independence, and we can do more to see that stability take place. And it's also responsible for driving down U.S. emissions. We've got to remember the United States is the global leader in reducing greenhouse gas emissions, and it's because of fuel switching. Because of natural gas, these prices are low, and we want to stick with something that's working already. We're doing better than any other country, and there's no reason to reverse course.
Well, you look at what's going on in this country. First of all, our emissions have been going down since, 2005 in America. America's the cleanest, greenest, industrialized nation on earth, period, paragraph. There is no comparison to what we do in America. Canada could be comparable, but they only have 30 million people compared to 300 million plus in America, so it's not a fair comparison. Plus, they're larger. But as you look at the developed world, America takes more pride in clean water, clean air, clean ground, clean everything than any other country. And there just is no comparison. You look at India, you look at China, you look at Brazil, you look at Venezuela. It doesn't matter where you go. The fact of the matter is these countries are filthy by comparison to what we do here. And And I have never, now you said you're in Maryland this morning in the break. I have never walked outside in America and thought to myself, gosh, it's not safe to breathe the air. Never had that experience. Not in Michigan, right. Not in my entire life. It's destroying air quality and asthma. That's nonsense. That is hysterical, histrionic nonsense.
And
go ahead.
And Steve, I think that you bring up a good point. We don't need to throw the baby out with the bathwater here. Is there more that we can do to invest in the next generation of innovation? Absolutely. Is there more that we can do to reduce emissions and clean up the air and clean up the water?
Sure.
For sure. Everybody wants to be able to breathe the air and fish in their backyard pond or stream or around their neighborhood and be able to eat the fish. This isn't rocket science. Everybody has the same goals. The question is how we get there. And if Bernie's plan is to reduce options and increase costs for people, I'm hard pressed to believe that that's going to be the right way forward. And that 20 years from now, if we can invest in paths that diversify our energy sources, create all of the possible options to reduce emissions, including carbon capture storage,
the next generation
of nuclear technology, we will get there. And by reducing costs, we will improve American livelihoods.
Yeah, I'll leave you with this, Charles, because I believe this to be true. If socialism comes along and takes over the energy sector in America, we'll have energy poverty, which means when you go to flip your lights on in the morning, maybe it's there, maybe it's not. You'll have a darkening of American energy, and that'll be problematic. The same way that socialism affects everything, it creates mediocrity. It creates need. It doesn't solve it. We'll have to leave it there for today. Charles Hernick, Director of Policy and Advocacy for Citizens for Responsible Energy Solutions. Charles, thank you for commenting today.
Thanks for your time, Steve. Thanks for your concern.
Thank you for being here. All right, it's 25 after. A quick break here on the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back. Rock and roll can never die.